Okay, so let's try to cover some practical issues. And these, we've laid out some of the main principles on it, but at your request, let's try to tease out some of the halacha here. Okay, so let's go back for a moment to the issue of hinting. Okay, since this is the one that is often misunderstood, as we've mentioned.
Quite often, yes.
Because there are some heterim, but okay. Okay, so let's just review it. So the Rama had sent out as his principle. It called Davar Sha Asur Lo Marlein. This is page 7. Called Davar Sha Asur Lo Marlein. O Yudi Lasotov B'Shabbat Asur Lermoz Lo Lasotov Lermoz Lo Lasot Melacha Achara Shabbat. Right, the Rama rules that it is forbidden to hint to do a malacha. And even to hint on Shabbos that a non-Jew should do a malacha after Shabbos, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, page 7, okay. Digamze bichal amira leino Yehudi kevan shidei remize oseh b'Shabbat. Right. Again, this should be pretty clear, especially once we've established that there are two isurim, right? Amira leachri plus hanam lechet goy. Right, I think you could have come to this conclusion by yourselves, but as Mishnah Berurah writes, this is presumably even Amira, because he says, look, since if you hint, in the end of the day, he's going to do it because you asked him to, so it is Asr, and therefore it is forbidden even to say something from which he will derive that he should do Malacha for you. Right, so you can't say, for example, clear out the candle, because then he's going to know that what that means is clear out the is to remove the charcoal which is burning. But now we get the first heter that people, right, and this is sometimes mutter, right, which is. So right, that would be like, let's say, open my door for me, right? I didn't say open it with the electronic key card, but I did say open the door. That is forbidden. But I was a bit unfair, because if the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do it, below b'lashon tzivui, like, haner eino mer yafeh, and yachol likrot l'or haner hazeh, sheish bo pecham, you would like, no, shari, if you just say, you know, it's not light enough, right? And he sort of gets what's going on, right? That type of remez might be mutter, right? Meaning it can't be what the Mishnah Berurah distinguishes between what's called remez b'lashon sivui, right? Which is command, right? Like, open my door, right? Right? That is usur, because you're not telling him to do malacha, but you are commanding him something which from which he will understand that you want him to do malacha. Right, but if you just sort of say something much more generic,
like it's really hot, not like it's really hot in here, but
no, so whatever, it's really hot in here. Right now.
No, we just did those things before. We said they were usur.
No, so he said, so that could be mutter, but right. But here's the catch, and this is where it gets complicated, right? Why did I say it's usur to just say, oh, it's dark in here, right? Isn't that a tzivui remez shelo b'derech tzivui, right? A hint which isn't formulated in a command way. Okay. So isn't that mutter, right? Isn't that what the Mishnah just said? That's mutter.
Right.
What's the problem? You guys tell me.
Yeah, I think most of the time you do that. You did it so the guy knows.
No, so that might be mutter because it's a remez shelo b'derech tzivui. But tell me, based on what we learned yesterday, why is it still going to be problematic?
But I thought you couldn't give them like a code. Like, even if you say before Shabbat, if I ever say like it's kind of dark in here, it means to turn on the light.
Well, code for sure you couldn't do that, right? That's a tzivui, right? That I think is
no, meaning it's interpreted as some kind of code. If you're going to tell the guy,
saying I'm going to say it in you know a code language, but it means a tzivui, right? That clearly is also. But tell me, right? Even if right, I was a bit unfair when I said if I say oh it's dark in here, right? That he is allowed, then that is not called a miralachir. That's remez shelo b'derech tzivui, and he is allowed to turn on the light. Right? What's the big problem?
We just said he's not.
No, he is, because that's, right? Right. I gave that as an example, but it's not really fair, because until we did what we did yesterday, I couldn't explain the full picture, right? But now let's come back and clarify it, right? Which is, Shimon, are you feeling better?
No, that's horrible. Got like the congestion up here, like everywhere.
Okay, so here, just very practically, right? Again, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah carefully, because now you're at a stage where you can understand what we were saying, right? Which is, he says, okay? He says, let's just, right? He says, look, what's usher? So, Amira is usher, right? And that includes what cases? That means even Erev Shabbat to Shabbat, right? Shabbat to Motzai Shabbat, and for sure, Shabbat for Shabbat. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes? Right? That should be clear. Right? Yep. Then he says, okay, Remez is also usur if it is what he calls Remez Derech Tzivui. Okay? So Remez Derech Tzivui means, right, open the door. Right? Which is implication, right, with the, again, this is assuming that the electronic key cards are also Shabbos,
means like,
which Rav Rabinovich thinks is not, so maybe it's a bad example, but, right, open the door, which you're not telling him to do it through Malacha, but you know he is,
right?
So that actually, would be Remez Derech Tzivui, or...
Tzivui means like not actually telling him what to do?
No, Tzivui is a command, Remez is a hint,
okay,
right? But there are different types of hints, right? So he says, there's Remez Derech Tzivui, and Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui. Okay? So, he says, right, what is, right, what is a Remez Derech Tzivui? Remez Derech Tzivui is...
It's dark.
No. Remez Derech Tzivui. Oh. A hint as a command.
Open the door.
Means, open the door, right, mm-hmm. Which is an electronic door, but I didn't say open the electronic door, I just said open the door, from which... You then hinting violate a malacha for me. That's usur because remez derech tzivui is equivalent to amira. But remez shelo b'derech tzivui, right, is mutter, which is it's dark in here, right? Good. But there's a problem, guys. Tell me what the problem is. Mishnah Berurah is telling you remez shelo b'derech tzivui is mutter. What's the problem?
With dark in general?
To say it's dark. What's the problem? If it's mutter on the because of Amir Lenachri, because it's Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, right? It's a hint that's not done in a commanding way. Why is it still problematic to say it's dark? I just said it's not a problem.
Because he's still doing it on your behalf.
Because of Hana'am Lechet Goy. Right? And that's why we have to come back to what we said before, right? Which is, in order to understand these sugyot, you need to understand both. Right, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Ve'ein lesor mitam hana'ah." He says, "Don't say it's usur because of hana'ah benefit." Said, "Why is it mutter in the case he's talking about?" Guys, read it. It's not hard Hebrew. He said, "This is not a case of hana'ah. Why?" Because it's talking about a case where there was a little bit of light, and it's not light enough, right? Which means that you could have read before, right? Now, if you could have read before,
then it's...
Right, so Mishnah Berurah says, what's the only case where it's going to be mutter? Shema, this is an important halakha, so sit down.
Come. There's already existing light.
Right? Right? So, to quickly summarize with Shimon, right? So, now we're clarifying what we've said the last few days, right? We've said all types of explicit instruction to a non-Jew is asur. Whether it happens on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, on Shabbos, right? To do on Motzei Shabbos, and for sure, to tell a guy on Shabbos to do malacha for you, that's all asur. Then hinting. So, now we want to get into the nitty-gritty. The Mishnah Berurah says there's two types of hints. One is what he calls Remez B'Derech Tzivui, which is, open my door. I didn't say open the door, I'll be malacha, but that's what it means. That, he says, is usur, right? But it's dark in here, is actually...
Permitted.
But, problem, right? Is that, as we noted yesterday, there are really two issurim you have to solve. Every time you have a quote-unquote Amir Lanachri question, there's really two questions, which are... Amir al-Nachri, meaning the problem of instructing him, and the other problem is I can't benefit from that which a guy did for me. So what help is it going to be if I say it's dark in here? So it's great. I didn't violate Amir Onachri, because this is Remez Shalom over there, Achtivui, but I'm not allowed to be in the room now because there's light. So what did that help me?
Because he didn't do it for you,
Ah, so Mishnah Berurah says no. Now, if he didn't do it for you, it's for sure Mutter. We already said that. No, or if he does it for himself.
The Remez Shalom there, Achtivui.
Oh, no, but clearly he's doing it for you in that case because that's the point, right? I'm hinting at him, so he'll do it for me. That's Usher. Well, sorry, then I can't benefit. Mishnah Berurah says, unless, and here's where you have to solve both problems, says, if I could, right, he says, let's say there's a small light on. It's not pitch black. I have a nightlight on, which means that I could read. Right, let's take a classic case, a hotel room. You walk into your hotel room, it's pitch black. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, are you allowed to say to the guy, it's dark in here?
No.
No. Not because of Amir Onachri, because this is Remez Shalom B'Derech Tzivui. But because once he turns on the light, I got to leave the room, because he did it for me. But what happens if I left the bathroom light on? Which means that if I
open the bathroom door,
I open the bathroom door, and I go to the side of the bed that's closer to the bathroom, and I hold my book at the right angle, right? So I can read my book. Right? And then I call the concierge and I say, you know, it's dark in here. And he turns on the light. Then the Mishnah Berurah says,
it's okay because
it's mutter. Why? Because it's Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui. Right? It's Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui. I didn't tell him to turn on the light. I just described the situation. He understood himself. So I've solved Amir Lenachri. But I've also solved Hanam Lechet Goy. Because the only hana'a which counts, and this is what's most important, is hana'a, which is not quantitative, but qualitative. Meaning, if I couldn't read before and now I can, then I can't benefit. If I couldn't read as well as I would like to, and now I can, or I can read more benachat, right? It's easier for me, then that's only a quantitative change, because I could have done it before, and that is mutter. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the only way to mutter it is, right, Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, and it's only a quantitative change where I could have done what I wanted to do before. So, to take a hotel case, right, now let's come to practical ones, right, with Shimon's hotel, right?
The camp room.
Hotel Stroll.
So, if... Correct. So let's say it's pitch black. You can't see a thing in that room. So then you can't tell the guy to turn it on, and you can't hint to the guy to turn it on, because once the light's on, you can't use it. But let's say, you know, there's a small window in the corner, right? And there's a little bit of light coming in, and you can sort of play, right? And the door's open, and there's light in the hallway, and you can see, right? And if you really push yourself, you could even play Monopoly, right? Right. You could even play a board game that requires detail, right? So then, if the guy is passing by and you say, you know, it's a bit dark in here, and he turns on the light, that would be fine. But again, you have to be very careful.
Why would it be fine?
Because it's Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, and you could have done everything before that you can after. It's just easier now. That's fine. But let's say that even with the light streaming in from the window and from the hallway, you couldn't play Monopoly, right? So then it's Usher. Why? Because he's enabling you to play Monopoly. Right? The only case, right? Which means that in most cases, Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, I don't know, most cases, in many cases, Remez Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, while it won't be a problem of Amir Lenachri, is going to be a problem of Hanami Melechet Goy, meaning the instruction is not the problem. The problem is the result, which is I can't benefit from what happened. Right?
You said in every case you could say
that. No. It has to be a case where you were able to do what you can do after the guy did his thing before. And all he did was make it easier. If he enabled you to do something that you couldn't... Again!
Yeah, no, so let me say your lights are dimmed, I know. You want to swear this bright.
Again! Yeah. So if the lights are dimmed, and I could read and strain my eyes before, right? But if they turn the light, I'll be able to read, but a little bit better. And the guy comes and I say, you know, it's a bit dim in here. And I don't tell him turn on the lights, but he understands from that and turns on the light stronger. In that case, it's mutter. Because you solved Amir Lo Nachri by making it Remesh Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, and it's not Anam Melech Goy because you could have done the same thing before. But again, this is where people get it wrong, because Remesh Shelo B'Derech Tzivui, even though it's Mutter on Amir Lo Nachri, right, meaning it's not called instruction, right? When do people normally do this, right? Most people don't do this when they remember to leave the bathroom light on, right? Right. Think about when your hotel case. Most people, if they remember to leave the bathroom light on, right, then they don't bother asking the guy to do anything. It's when they forgot to leave the bathroom light on and they can't go to the bathroom, right? So then they say to the guy, "Oh, it's dark in here." That's a problem because that, yeah, sure, it's not a mirror nachri because it's remesh shelo b'derech tzivui, right?
But if one were to wait till during the
so mirror nachri means to for your own
bathroom with the door open. With the window open.
Ah, right. So if
you might just not be allowed to ask me to do that.
Correct. So if during the day, right, if there's a window, like a small window in the bathroom, you could leave that, whatever. And then you say to the guy, correct, right?
The bathroom's a little bit dark.
Right. So then, right, you could do it. But to do it at night, which is when people do it, it's a problem because Hanam Elech Goy. Right, that's the problem. Right, so this is why, right, I was a bit unfair when I said, oh, the classic case, it's dark in here. Meaning, you can solve Amir Lachri. The problem is, when people solve Amir Lachri, they usually get caught up in Hanam Elech Goy because they're specifically using Remez in a case where they couldn't have, correct? Now, but let's say the other hotel case, right? That, you know, big hotel dining room, right? Big hotel dining room,
right?
And lights are on half of it, and someone forgot to turn off lights on the other half. Plenty of light, right? Meaning, it's a big dining room, and half the room has light, which means the whole room has light. Meaning, the lights are on half,
right?
You can eat, you can do whatever you want. It's just lo na'im,
right?
So then, if the guy turns on the light, right, that's not a problem. Right, assuming you don't tell him directly, right? But if he turns it on, why? Because you could eat before, right? You could eat before, you could eat after. You could see before, you could see after. So then it's not Hanam Lechet Goy, right? And as long as you don't instruct him directly, it's not Amira, and it's not Remez Derech Tzivui, right?
Would we say, are we sure it's just an okay because it's only dealing with light?
You could come up with other cases.
No, meaning, when we first said what different things were, when you had three different cases, since light is always the same benefit, regardless of how you work with
it. Okay, you could come up with any case. Now, I should point out, right, an important point is that when it is usher, right, it's not just verbal. This should be obvious, but it's not obvious, because a lot of people think, oh, I won't say anything. Right, I'll do this. Right, right. Yeah. You know. Right. People think this is okay. Right. They start make weird noises, pointing at the light. Right. 1 second. So just turn for a second to page 10 to the Chayadam. Right. Right. Where the Chayadam just tells you. He says, "Vafil lomer lokom v'shal lasses eizer davar sh'asur li shalas v'shabas asur." Vafil main number fifth, el shemarame is bibiyata v'shamar lashon shi'avin. Right, right, and the same thing is to say it with your hands. Right, point, 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 point. Right, that's still asur. Right. Okay.
What about? I don't know if we covered it yesterday. If we did, I'll go over it on my own. But.
And obviously the same is true of writing, right? You can't have, key cards, right? Ooh, look, right? Again, this should be obvious,
right? But you can't
right?
go downstairs with your key card here, hand it to the...
Right, or it's not like you can't have cue cards, that's what I meant, right? Turn on light, no, right? Open door. No, that doesn't work, right? That's not... Right, let's just be clear.
The anchor problem is benefiting from the Malach of a God.
And this is... So that's instruction.
Yeah, right. So how do people get around the telling, the hotel click? Literally anywhere in Kutzlar, just all things considered, anytime you go to a hotel for Shabbaton or anything, how do people get around the fact that they're not keeping the lights on in your dining room on all Shabbos? They're turning them on probably that morning for you when you get back to the dining room, turn them off. How do we How do people get around those cases?
Ah, so this is a big machlokas, right? In the Bayit, I know that this was a big machlokas, that the previous rabbi felt it was usher, and therefore the... Right, in the by the shul that I worked in Toronto. Right, the previous rabbi had felt, I think I'm getting this right, that you had to just leave it on.
Like
right?
You couldn't turn them off.
We just left it on. Right, that's what we did. Other people say, right, and this is something we'll have to get to, is that, well, but makom rabim, makom mitzvah, right, there are kulot. Right? So
where they can get a kulot from, it has nothing to do with the guy doing it on his own, with not having anything to do.
Because there's different ways of doing it. Because you could say,
no one told him to turn off the light, and no one told him to turn it back on. He, on his own volition, was like, okay, look, no one's here at night, I'm going to turn it off when I get back in the
Right, so it really depends on the situation, right? Because it's going to depend, right? If you trained him to do that, that's not okay. Right?
Like,
that's
like if you told him Erev Shabbos.
Because that's Amira on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. That doesn't work.
Right.
Right? If you just tell the... Right, but right, what might be okay? You tell the guy, look, when we have lunch, the lights need to be on.
Right?
So... You don't tell him he has to turn off the lights. You don't have to tell him to turn off. You don't tell him, right?
You just tell him the lights need to be on at this time.
Correct. And you tell him this in Erev Shabbos, and the lights are already on.
Right.
Right? And then he decides, you know, it's just a shame. Right? Turns off the light.
Shame of wasting so much
right? And then turns on the light. Right? That's different. Why? Because the lights were on before.
Right.
The lights are on after. And for all you care, right? Let's say you really don't care.
Right.
Right? Let's say you really don't care.
Stay on.
Right? Meaning, if it's all a trick, right? Fine. Leave that aside for a moment. But let's say it's real. Right, you just tell the janitor, look, I need the lights to be on for lunch, and they're on right now, and I really don't care. Leave them on, leave them on, whatever you want, right? Right, I really don't care,
right?
And you know, and the guy turns off the lights and then turns them back on. You don't know the difference. You come in the next morning, you don't know if it was on, you don't know if it was off, you don't know if he turned it on at time, or you don't know what he did,
right?
Right, right. So then that would be fine, right? On the level of Amira. But again, the big question I'm going to have to ask is, what about Hanam Lechet Goy? That's going to solve...
That's what I was asking.
Ah.
On that level, that's the problem.
He turned off the lights for his own need, though.
No, he didn't.
Typically not encountering issues with Amira when you're in the hotel, because the way they phrase things is we want the lights on during lunchtime in the dining room. I'm talking about what's... You're definitely benefiting from the Malacha. So that's what I want to know how people get around.
I'm saying, Rabbi, he turned off the light because good.
You don't care about your...
Oh, it's the janitor. I'm saying like...
Yeah, so this is the big question, right? Is that once you matir, right? So this is the big question you got to ask Halacha L'maisa is, wait a second, okay. We've matir remes shalom b'derech tzivui. And remember, we matir remes shalom on Shabbos, right? Tzivui on shalom on Shabbos you still can't do, right? Friday, but remes not on Shabbos you could do, right? Right? Correct. Remes even derech tzivui, right? You could do on,
I want the light on
like
in my room.
Whatever. Make sure to open the door, but whatever, I don't know, but not say the malacha or something.
When I come back
on Erev Shabbos.
The door open.
Or whatever. Right? But the big kasha is, wait a second, that doesn't help me. That only helps the Amira. Right? But right? Yeah. This is a big problem. So who asked this question? Right, this is not a new Shaila, right? So the Mishnah Berurah asked this question, right? On, right? I mean, he's not the first one, but let's do it. It's Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Shin Zayin Yud Aleph, so that's page... Yeah, it's just very helpful, these sources, when they have it, because they just underline everything for you, right?
Like you know where to go.
I'm sorry, that's the one we just read, right? So the Mishnah Berurah... how is it Miyashiv the Kasha? Again, what did you just say? That it must be that all the cases we're talking about are what? Only where it's a quantitative change. But you're right. If it's a qualitative change, it'll always be Atzer, not because of Amir L'Nachri, but because of Hanam Melechet Goy. Because, in the end of the day, it's going to come Shabbos, and it's dark at night, and he turns on the light for just Jews, right? Then it's going to be Atzer. So the answer would be, it depends. If it's a case where... So again... Now, but if you think about it...
So complicated this year now that I know all this.
But wait a second. But if you think about it, in a hotel, right, it might not be so bad. Because in a hotel... Well, yeah, but also, just practically, think about it. In the hotel, what might you have?
Probably windows with lots of light.
You might have windows with lots of light, especially for the day, right? You have windows with a lot of light, so for sure. You turn on the light, right? If you solve a Amir L'Nachri problem and there's windows, it's fine. What about at night? So it depends. A lot of times in these, there's never they never fully turn off the lights.
We can have Pesach Seder by candlelight.
Correct. Now, but Yom Tov is even easier, right? Because you might actually have
Shabbos and Yom Tov this year.
Yeah, yeah. But like let's just think about it, right? Sometimes in a hotel, you will. It won't really be pitch black, right? They'll never really, for like liability reasons. They don't want people walking around and stumbling. So what do they have? You have a dining room, but it's open to a big foyer, a big hall,
right?
Which always has some lights, or it has a sitting area in it that the lights stay on,
right?
Once you have cases like that, then you have then you can solve it.
Right.
But now it's not always good because sometimes you have, let's say, a small dining room, which is mom is like a private room, which is dark,
right.
But you can have cases be problematic, but you could also, right, you have to really, the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion is to say that it must be that we're talking about cases there, where there is, where it's only a quantitative change. Right, now the reason he calls this is because this is something that we consider it not real hana that you're getting, right? Hana must be that qualitative change. Now the Chayadim just notes, right, that obviously in such a case there's also no chiyuv macha, right? Remember we've seen that until now, right? Because of the isser of because of the isser hana melechet goy. In these cases, you actually have to protest if he's going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, right? Once it's a case where we're going to say it's mutter for you to benefit, assuming you've solved the Mila Nachri and assuming you've solved Hana Melechet Goy, because it's only quantitative, so you also don't have to protest, right? So if the guy is going to turn on the light, but there's already windows,
right?
Doing it, then let him do it.
What would you mean? What does it make a difference if he has the windows or not?
This is crazy.
Because if there are windows and you can see in, there's light coming in, so then it's only a quantitative change.
So would you say the same thing like you said yesterday? So like you're going to your non-Jewish neighbor and he wants to put the thermostat because it's so cold. And you have to protest because you don't want to.
What?
Like you said yesterday, same thing like the guy wants to put the thermostat, yeah? In the room, and you have to protest that they shouldn't do that.
Correct, but then but this is the key, that it's not because of the Amira aspect, it's because of the
and we hear that my dad's gonna be like, we need light on.
Right, now if you want to look, just turn also, Mishnah Berurah says the same thing in Ayin Vav, right? This is on page 7, right? He says the same thing in Ayin Vav. He says, Asur lirmoz, digam zeu b'chal amir lein yehudi, right? Hinting is also amir lein achri. Kevan sheyedei remizasa oseh b'shabas, sheyavin sheyaser apecham shirosh aner, ach sheyomer remiza lein yehudi shelo v'lashon tzivoy. When you do it not in command, kugon sheyomer aner eino meir yafe, like you say, the light is too dim, o eino yachol likros lor aner, I can't read, azeh sheyish b'becham, shemei eino takno. When he fixes it, Shari, Danza Bechal Amira. Then last time we come, Hana, he says, but you also, in this case, you can't ask her because of benefit. Again, this is based on the Prima Gadim. That's a case where it was possible to see before. But again, if it's a qualitative change, it is going to be Usher.
Just an interesting side shadow that does have a lot to do with this. What happens if my bathroom light was originally turned on by a guy? So in theory, when you say, is it possible, it means it's luckily possible to benefit from the light that's already existing. Meaning, in that case, if my bathroom light was already turned on by a guy on Shabbos, and then I go into my room and my whole room's dark, I can no longer ask the guy to turn on. I can no longer hint about the whole room being turned on, correct? Because that like
right. So again, so what? Right. So what's right? So what is the? So Mishnah Berurah is doing interesting conceptual work here because what is he saying? Right. Again, in both places he has the
quantitative and qualitative.
Right. Why? Because he says the key is the word hana'a, which he defines as hana'a gimura.
Like the first
right, hana'a gimura, which is complete benefit, meaning right, total benefit, meaning the guy is adding a quality of life to my right quality of life.
But the fact is, he's not giving you that because you could have already done it on your own without it. It just wouldn't have been as enjoyable.
Correct. Right.
Why would he say enjoyable?
Right. I mean, because obviously it's more enjoyable. That's why. Right. That's why you want it. Right. It was dim before, and now.
Okay. Like that. Okay. I see.
Right. He said that doesn't count. Right. That's not a problem.
Oh, these are crazy.
going to be a crazy year.
Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv is a slightly different formulation. If you turn here to, again, these are this is a really excellent compilation, especially Halacha Maisa. I think, you know, Olamot in general is very good. This one is excellent. So if you turn to page 12, again, this is they're excellent in organizing Halacha Maisa stuff especially. Look at page 12, in footnote Dalet at the bottom of the page. Right from Rabbi Yashiv, and he writes, "Ulam mimori v'chatni hagaon Rabbi Yosef Shalom al Yashiv shlita shemad l'shein lahadir zot mitam remez b'taimu darei gam shenachri b'meratzon atzmol z'malach abri Yisrael chayavim l'mchol biyadel." Right, he says, even in cases where I manage to solve the problem of Amira, there's a problem because I have to be moche, I have to protest because, because I can't benefit. Right, I'm supposed to stop him. Right, the imkain ech mutalurmoslo. So he said, what is this notion that I'm allowed to hint shalobaderach tivui? V'chi amira derech remez misaleket echiyuv hamacha'a? He said, I don't understand. If there's an obligation for me to protest what he does, then isn't hinting shalobaderach tivui the opposite of protesting? Right?
Well, correct. Time out. This obligation to protest what he does is
presumably a function of hana'a. Right?
It's a function of Anah, though, and the light's already...
Good. So that was the Mishnah Berurah, but he gives a slightly different formulation. Is it a fee? Yesh lo shal eich modulur mozlo, haner einu meir yafi, v'sham eir einu v'takno, heich ne'elam chiv ha'macha. So he says, v'yesh lomar diksha nachri, mezer v'echam einu osem mamish malacha, ki mishaper da kayam.
Oh my gosh, this is actually so bad. We've had keys cut on Yom Tov. Like,
so he said,
"Kaim have gotten keys cut for us on Yom Tov."
Yeah. So he says, "Well, in a case where he's only improving, right?" He says he focuses not on Hana Gemura, but he says there's a difference between Mishaper da Kayam v'lamrot shemchinat chilul Shabbat yesh b'zem mishim kibui. He said the issue isn't malacha because obviously turning on the light or turning off a light, right? It's the same malacha whether it's improving your quality of life or not. He says b'chol zod me'achravein osam malacha mushlemet chadasha avur Yisrael etiros of chazal v'derech remez. He said, but in the end of the day, remember this is all derabanan. So Chazal are saying, if I've lowered this all the way down to the lowest possible type of remez, meaning remez shelo derech zivui, plus it's not full hana'ah because it's only considered improvement of the current state rather than a change in state. So then, fine.
Wait. This is actually interesting. The case where we haven't actually had keys cut for us. What happens is we need a certain key for a room, and then we take their key, and then they go cut themselves one. That's perfectly fine, right?
What?
Where they, let's say, there's a room in the hotel, and we need the key, right, for the camper.
Correct.
So they go, and they're like, okay, we're going to go out and cut another key. In theory, we would have had to protest that. Even on Yom Tov, I would imagine, right? And then they come back. We usually just take their original.
So that'd be fine, correct. And then they make it for themselves. Correct.
And then that's totally fine.
Correct.
Even though...
For sure. For sure. You're taking their key. They're making, right? Well, what are they doing? They're committing to giving you the original and making a copy so they have one. That's fine.
Right.
Because then it's for them.
That original is definitely usher to even. It's usher.
If there was like no key and you got a locksmith, right? Or something like
that.
You know.
I mean, that never happens. It's usually they have an original that we need.
So that would be fine.
So we can take their original.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, fine.
You can thank Nahum. Nahum was the one who decided that today we should do some practical, and I agree.
Yeah, I'm going to think all this. We're going to listen to this.
So if you skip down here, he also has an interesting one. Now, based on this, they continue that what? La'or zot, ainer mozla nachir or mafrili lishon. Now, your hotel case. Therefore, according to this analysis, what are you clearly not allowed to do? Say, I can't sleep. Because that's a qualitative change. What's the point? I can't sleep to I can. Said Mishurja Kiboy Bula Khadasho Mushlemet Vasrum Nadin Lomitar Khumra. Right, he said, according to this analysis, that what's usher is changing the state from I can to I can't. So if you're someone who can fall asleep in the light, right? And it's a little bit of light, so maybe you could argue.
Easy things.
No, but let's say you actually can't sleep. You're the type of person who can't sleep.
Let's say it's not easy. Well, you can't have the cleaning people coming on jobs. Well, okay, there's a lot.
Right.
My family.
Well, aren't the cleaning crew is going in.
Yeah, that doesn't matter if they're going in on their own.
No, but they're going on their...
However, they continue. He quotes here. However, guys, but here's the het there. But here's the het there. Then they back down and they say, but, and this is another halacha. Okay, guys. However, they continue and say, wait a second, there's a factor here that you're forgetting. And now, to continue our halacha, he says, this is only, theoretically, if what type of light did you have in your room? I don't know. Fireplace, right? But what's the problem? Electricity. It's not clear why it's usher, and definitely turning out an electric light is not clear why it's usher. It might be derabanan, which means it's amira, derachremes, b'dmakom tzargadol on a derabanan, which is mutter. Ah, right? And that's why.
So electricity. I mean, you've already just made it quite more simple.
Ah, good. So now,
would people have to put like the do not disturb thing in their door on Yom Tov so that way the cleaning people don't come in?
What are they doing that's also for cleaning your room?
Usually vacuuming. And, like,
vacuuming and they do the linen.
So that's interesting, right? Because that's a different question.
That's
like,
for their
right, that's right.
There's lots of scrubbing and wringing out.
No, but that gets a bit more complicated because that's like, there's a classic case. If I have a guy who's doing my dishes, right? But I say to them, I give them a Shabbos sponge and I say, clean my dishes, and then they use your dishwasher. That's mutter. Because you just want them to wash the dishes. You don't care. Cold water, hot water, do whatever you want.
Right.
They choose to use your dishwasher. They choose to use hot water.
Uh-huh.
That's for them, not for you. Right? That is, by the way, the solution in half of these cases. Correct, but why? Because you'll say, look, I need the dishes done by tomorrow morning.
Right.
As long as, theoretically, they could have stayed up all night using cold water.
Right.
And Yom Tov is not a problem because you could use hot water and whatever.
Right.
But assuming, right on Shabbos.
Right.
Right?
If they could have cleaned, throw it in the dishwasher, and then tomorrow morning you can use the dishes.
But they could have done it without, meaning you hired enough people, and they could have done it all night, cold water, it would have been fine.
Right.
So then, and they choose to use the dishwasher, right, meaning you don't tell them, you know, you're not paying them by the hour. You say, look, right, you can go home, right, clean the dishes by tomorrow, go home when it's done. And they're like, okay, dishwasher time, right, that's fine, that's not you, that's them, right, you don't care if it's done, right?
So
and how do you know? Prove it to me. Prove it to me that you don't care.
Can't hear you.
Then there was a blackout, and they actually had to stay up all night, right?
Right.
You don't care, right? Meaning, you know, you get it done. I don't care what you do, right? Or they say, it's cathartic for me to wash it by hand. Okay, do whatever you want, right?
Isn't this how people get away with having, like, a house built on Shabbos? Like,
that's Arsugya. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's where you have to come back to Arsugya.
I want
right?
This built by certain
days. Remember, that's our sugya. Right? Remember, this is the background to our sugya. Is that all of this is true. Yes, Kablanos is fine. Except there's a Mar Zion problem. Right? That, remember, I said our sugya is the third concentric circle out. Is even if I've solved Amir Lanachri and Anam Lachagoy because it's Kablanos.
Well,
but it's in the Tchum.
That's why we said if it's in.
Kablanos is I pay them by the job.
That's why
right,
it's
right?
Private.
Correct?
Now you guys
are starting to understand why our sugya is so complicated. Because our sugya is the third concentric circle out, which is assuming I've solved Amir Lanachri.
Right.
And assuming I've solved Hanam Lechegoy. Right,
so
I'm going to put it here.
Still something
right?
Else.
All this, that only says that I'm not violating it on principle. But what happens if nobody knows how I did it? Then they're just going to assume that I hired him by day. Right?
So
then it's Maris Ayin, and that's why the Gemara starts distinguishing between in the Tchum, out of the Tchum, public, private, land, houses, right?
If it's one contractor that everybody uses and they know he works on Shabbos,
what?
Then...
It
looks like what you're doing.
Correct!
It looks like what you're doing.
Right, remember, the
everybody
classic
knows
is...
he might work on Shabbos. Everyone knows you hire
him. Then that's usher, because you know you're hiring him on Shabbos.
No, but it's not the Maris.
No!
I'm saying no.
No, 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 no. No, that's us.
Everybody uses this contract.
Bacon waffles.
It's like the gardener case.
They all know.
It's like the gardener case.
All know you tell him to get this done by this job.
Before,
is it okay? Would there be a problem with our
time? Yes.
Why? But
yes.
Everyone knows you're using that contract.
Don't matter. We're going to come back to it. You'll see it's not so complicated. It's not so simple. But, okay.
It's not as pushing as you're lucky to ask him because he knows.
he would have told you that there's no straight tall answer. But that was the best.
Okay. So let's get a few more issues out there that are important. Okay. Amiro de Amira. Okay? This is one of the...
Telling a non-Jew to tell a non-Jew.
Correct. This is another heter, right? Amira de Amira, potential one. So this is, Mr. Brewer summarizes it for you, page 6 here, Shin Zayin Chav Dalet. Again, these are, again, these sugyas you can go on for months, and Smicha, we do go on for months of this,
yes.
Right? I just want to give you a taste of it.
I'm so excited.
Oh.
This is
going to
be awesome.
Okay, so turn to page 6, look at the Mishnah Brewer in Dalet. He says, Ayidei Eino Yehudi B'makom Mitzvah. No, sorry, go down to where the hand is, and then we'll come back. Vidam, ma de kaimelon amir lein yehudi shvut, ha'afilum omer lein yehudi, sheyomer lein yehudi achar l'sato. First position is, even amira da amira is usur.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Which sort of makes sense, because if remez is usur, right?
Yeah.
So, isn't amira da amira, right? Why is that any worse than remez? Right? Meaning, if I can't hint to him... Right, I can't point, so I should be able to tell a guy to tell a guy to do it. Right? Right, that makes sense conceptually. He says, but right? But he says that some achronim say, it's mutter. It's mutter. But remember, what's the problem? What's the problem? Guys, you should know this by now. What's the problem? What's the problem? Even if you say that it is mutter, what's the problem? You can't benefit, because you're still going to run into hana'a. Right? Right? So sometimes you could do it, but you might run into hana'a problems. Okay. And therefore you have to solve the hana'a problems. Fine. The Chasam Sofer suggests that on Erev Shabbos you can tell a goy to tell another goy, but the Rajba sounds like that's usur, right? The Mishnah Berurah notes that even on Erev Shabbos, right, the Chasam Sofer says, "Oh, then it's mutter," and the Rajba says, "No, at the end of the day, that's just that's usur." Okay, that's in Shin Zayin Beis. Shin Zayin Beis. What is wrong? Put it away.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm not going to be pushing the stuff.
Honestly. Okay. God.
Don't kiss me.
Now there's an interesting discussion. But in the Renison Karelitz, I'll just say this outside, where he suggests that it might be usser. Right, he says, if let's say the guy that I say, you know, it's really dark in my room, right? Mm-hmm. What if the guy's like not there, right? Like I go down to the concierge and I say, you know, it's really dark in my room. So there, Renison Karelitz suggests that's usur. You know why?
Because you're making him come up to turn.
Yeah, meaning when he's not there and you go out of your way to like find the guy and hint at him. He says, no, that's remez derech tzivoy. Because what are you really doing? You're saying, can you please come up to my room because it's dark.
Even in a case where you already have light a little bit?
Ah, so yeah, he says that if the goy isn't there, I'm not saying everyone agrees with this, but he suggests that...
on your floor, then it's fine. But like if you went downstairs to go tell the guy, like, hey, maybe
right?
It's a little bit not as light in my room as we'd like it.
Right, and he says, why does he think this is true? Because, he says, look, the Isser is right, according to Rashi, is that it shouldn't look like your shlichus. Right? But if you like...
Looks like
I mean, if you invite him up to your room, right, think about it, right? You invite him up to your room and you say, you know, it looks dark, right?
Make that effort.
Yeah, if he happens to be upstairs and you say, you know, it's dark in here, so maybe you can justify, okay, it's remesh lo b'derech tzivui, and you already had a little bit of light on, but to go down to the concierge, right, and say, you know, it's really dark in my room upstairs, he's like, right? But he writes, I happen to like this svara, but he notes that the minhag on this is to be mekil, and therefore he said, don't say that I really think it's usur. Sorry, this was Rav Shlomo Zalman. Right, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it sounds usher to me, but don't say it's usher because people have the minhag to be makel. But I do understand that, right? That you could argue that, again, if this is about shlichos, right, that it looks like shlichos, so fine, the guy happens to be walking by and you do it, remes lobeter sivoy, and you're not getting hana because there's already a little bit of light, fine. Right? Okay. But when you go down to the concierge and you say, please come up to my room because it's a little bit dark,
yeah.
Right? Well, you seem to have crossed.
So
you mean, in other words,
right? You seem to. And that's why, again, I'm not posketing. Just like Shlomo Zalman apparently said, it seems usher, but I'm not going to say it's usher because, you know, people do it, right? You hear why this is complicated, right? Because if the problem is going to look like your shlichos, right, and you go downstairs to get the concierge, right? You know, I guess you didn't verbalize, you didn't say, please turn off my light, yeah. Right? But give me a break. But like, what do you.
The thing is, it doesn't make a difference in any case, also, he will get Hanoah in general.
Correct, if you're going to get Hanoah, right? All this is only giving a case, correct, where you could justify the Hanoah, correct? Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow.
Now, the Minog is, and this is what I mentioned, the Orchel Shabbos writes this, right? That the way to do this is to invite the concierge up to your room and say, you know, I have a really nice
for a drink.
Correct. I have
of potato vodka.
Right, and that's the minhag. Right, is to make it that right, right. Now the Orchel Shabbos suggests that it can't be harama. Like you have to actually offer the guy something that it's in his best interest already, right? That's the Orchel Shabbos. That, like, invite him up and say, you know, do you want to come to my room for a good shot of whiskey, right? Where everyone knows why you're inviting him up, but at the end of the day, he's like, hey, I'm willing to go up for that, right?
Yeah.
That already, right, and that's the minhag, right? The minhag is, again, I told you, again, the classic case I said, what's the classic case of this is, you know, you have a, you know, the light is off in the bathroom, mm-hmm. Right? But you have the, whatever, you have the mailman is passing by and he needs the bathroom and you say, you know, you can use my bathroom, right? It's just a bit dark in there, yeah. Right?
Use the bathroom comes out.
Or you could just say, use my bathroom. You could use my bathroom.
Correct.
And you know already he's going to open the lights.
Correct. Correct. Fine. Yes.
Horrible situation. Comes out and turns the light off.
What are you doing?
What?
Now. Okay. Now the chova. Now the obligation of. Okay. Now this obligation of macha. And the issur of Avraham Halacha Goy really is the bigger problems that create so much of the halachic issues that you face. Okay, let's think.
Where is everyone?
Okay, now let's see. Fine, that's that. Let's move on to some of the other things that come. Okay, b'makom mitzvah. Okay, so I talked about this briefly. B'makom mitzvah. So, where does it come from, the heter of mitzvah, right? Where does this come from, right? We've mentioned it. Where does it come from? So, this comes from a Gemara in Gittin, right? This is not a made-up one. Gittin, yay. So, look, turn to page number 3. So, if you look at page number 3, the Gemara in Gittin says as follows. The Gemara said...
What page?
Wait.
3.
What happened here? Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara in Gittin, page 3, says, Hakona sada b'suria kukone b'parvali Yerushalayim, and my hilchosam Rav Sheshe says, Lomar shekosten of ono v'afil b'shabas. B'shabas ha'kadayik l'ch tamarav v'omer l'ch l'chom v'osa. Chanami yom l'ch l'chom v'osa v'avgav d'irilau tamashuz b'shum yishuv Eretz Yisrael l'gaz v'rabbanan. So if you want to buy land in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, it's mutter to buy land on Shabbos and to tell a guy to write the shtar. Right, because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The machlokes that emerges from the Rishonim here is, when the Gemara says that, right, you can tell me, what's going to be the machlokes?
Whether you can...
Right, again, conceptually explain why mitzvah might be different, right? I mean, maybe it's not mitzvah heftecha, right, because it's not for you, it's for God. But what's the problem? Right, so this Gemara says, you can tell a guy to write a document... Mm-hmm. To prove a sale of because Mishum Erev Yisrael goes Yishuv Eretz Yisrael goes Rabbanan.
There's no problem.
So the question is, right? When the Gemara says it's Mutter Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, what does that mean? It can mean one of two things, which is...
It's completely mutter.
Well, one of three things, really.
There's no Asur Amir the Nachri involved.
Where?
In the signing, asking him to sign the document.
That's clearly what it means. But what principle do we derive from this? Guys, logically, what principle do we derive from this? Either it's only Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, mm-hmm. or...
Anything.
All mitzvot. This is just the example that happens to come up. Mm. Right? Right? I mean, that's right? That has a lot of nafkaminas. Right? Now, why would you say only Eretz Yisrael? So certainly Rishonim say why. Because it's a really important mitzvah. Right. Right? Now, it happens to be that the Rashba says, no, it's not really such an important mitzvah, it's a mitzvah kala, and here is, and yet it's mutter, but only for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because Takanot Chazal are not predictable. Yeah. Right? Hey, and that's one of my rayos to the fact that these principles are not predictive. Okay? But if you look at Tosfos there, Tosfos takes, he starts off with the Machmir one, and he says, Avol Mishum Mitzvah Cheres, Lo Hainu Matir Namir Lo Gochavim Melacha De Araisa. Tosfos reads this in the limited fashion, and he says, it is only mutter for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And he says, how do I know that that's true? Because if you now go to the Gemara in Erevin, right, look down on the second half of the page here, right, the Gemara in Erevin has the following case. It talks about a baby who's going to have his bris mila. Hayunuka dishtape chamima. You needed hot water for the, right? They used to, the way they would treat the baby after the bris was with hot water, right? So the hot water that they prepared before Shabbos spilled. So Amar Lu Rabba, nice little chamima, we go beisai. So he said, bring hot water from my house. Or so Amar Le Abaye, v'lo avdina, v'lo arvina. And how could you do that? There is no eruv. So Amar Le Nismo Chashitov, but there is a shitov mavaos. Okay, do you guys know the difference between an eruv chatzeres and a shitov mavaos? Most of what you call an eruv is not an eruv; it's a shitov, right? Okay, very quickly, guys, very quickly. In Chazal's world, how were houses set up? Do you know this?
Next to each other, like a perimeter.
So usually it was like this.
Like cul-de-sac.
Two houses, right, opened into like this, into a chatzer, right? And then you'd have all these chatzeros. Kule, right?
You're a great artist, right?
Yeah, thank you. Right, which are opened into a...
Street.
Into a mavoi, which is an alleyway, and then this alleyway would in turn be opened into a street, and then that would have another blah, 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 chatzer opened into it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in order to carry in the chatzer, you need an eruv in here, and in order to carry to here, you need a sheet of mavot. Right? What we call an Erev, right? What people call an Erev isn't really an Erev Chatzeret, it's usually a sheet of Mavot.
Right.
Right? So, anyways, the Gemara says, well, there's no Erev. He says, okay, well, just rely on the sheet of, because there was a sheet of. Right? So, so he says, Valo Shartvina, and he said, we don't do it. There is no sheet of Mavot. So he says, Name Rulele Nachri, why don't you tell a guy? Right? This is the key point here. Why don't you tell a guy? Lacey Lay. So, Amar Abaye. So Abaye told him. Boy, Usve Lamar. Velo Shofkan. V'yose d'ar v'yose m'amarav, kahano ki avinim be rab Yehuda, v'yomar lam d'araisa mosvinan t'yufta, v'hadar avdinan maisa, v'drabon avdinan maisa, v'hadar mosvinan t'yufta. He said, I really don't like what you're saying, and I can shlug you up, right, in Yiddish, I can ask questions of what you're saying, but I'm not going to, because, in one of the weirdest, I think one of the weirdest statements in all of Chazal, by d'araisa, the halacha is, if you have a kasha, ask the kasha, and then do it. But if you have a kasha and a heter that you have in a derabanan, do it first and ask questions later. Right? So he's like, I don't think you're right, but I'm going to do it first and then I'm going to ask you questions on it later. But first we're going to get this done. So, the Bazarachi, so after he already did it, Amar Lei, My buddy's Luz Vilamar, what was your problem with what I said? Amarle Ditanya Hazaa Shvus Vamir Lanachri Shvus, because we say that Hazaa, spraying from the Paraduma on a person who is Tame is Dirabanan, and Amir Lanachri is Dirabanan. Mahazaa Shvus Venadocha is a Shabbos, Av Amir Lanachri Shvus Venadocha as a Shabbos. They are both, right, Dirabanan, and neither of them are Docha Shabbos. So how could you tell me to get the guy to carry the water?
Right.
So Amar Lei, Velo Shani Lach Ben Shvus De Is Be Maisa, Le Shvus De Lis Be Maisa. So then he says this cryptic statement. Don't you think that there's a difference between a Shvus which has a Maisa and a Shvus which does not? What does that mean? But what's clear in that Gemara is that the Gemara thinks in general, is it mutter to do, right, Amir? So, it's not clear what that Gemara means, right? Is that, what is that Gemara saying? So let's look at how Tosfos deals with it, okay? Let's try to at least get through Tosfos. Okay? So Tosfos says, by the Gemara in Erevin, we don't allow it. Right, I was going to make the Rava. Amar Leil, Lashay, Leimei, Tzricha, Nechami, Leagadimei, Lechor, Mashma, sorry. No, sorry, the Gemara continues. So then the Gemara said, what if we have no water? So what should we do? So the Gemara says, ask the mother if she needs water. Because why would it be mutter to heat up water for the mother? Sakanas nefashos. Right? I mean, she's already in the case of Sakanas nefashos.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Yes, because the mother, right? If she still needs it, right? She's still a chole. Right? So if she needs it, so it might be mutter to heat it up. But once you're heating up for her, you use it for the baby.
Can she say...
But what's the implication of the second half of the Gemara? That Amir L'Nachri B'Makom Mitzvah is?
Not.
Usher. It's only mutter if you tag it on to a Pikoach Nefesh. Right? So what are the three pieces of evidence? Okay, I know I'm running fast, so let me slow down a bit. Okay? There are three pieces of evidence. The Gemara in Gittin says that Amir L'Nachri is mutter for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It says it's usher for the mitzvah of Mila to heat up the water.
Right.
But it's mutter to carry the water through a guy because of this cryptic line of it's mutter with a shvus she'ein bo ma'aseh. Right, but not a shvut sheyesh b'masa. A shvut which is active is not active versus a derabanan which is active. Right. So, what is the conclusion that you're supposed to conclude from this about whether Amir L'Nachri is mutter by mitzvot or not? So, what does Rashi say? So, sorry, Tosfos says. He says his first suggestion is that what we derive from here is that it is only mutter for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right? And what is the Gemara saying? And he says this is true even for Dirabbanans. Right, Tosfos says the arises and skip down to the underlined parts. It says right, the simple implication of the Gemara was that what is definitely mutter? Telling a guy to do a derabanan for a mitzvah,
right?
Carry in a place where there is right because. Betoza says, I'm not even willing to buy that. Because, what's unique about the Gemara in Erevin? What's the mitzvah that's being talked about? Erevin.
Oh.
Mila. And what's unique about Mila? Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos.
I was about to say, it takes
right? So Tosfos says, what I gather from this is, that it's mutter to tell a goy to violate an iser de oraisa for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael,
right.
Because it's unique,
right.
And it's mutter to tell a goy to violate a derabanan for bris mila because bris mila is unique,
mm-hmm.
But everything else is usher. So telling a goy to violate a derabanan b'makom mitzvah according to Tosfos is
usher.
Usher. Right? The only thing, according to Tosfos, that's mutter is, right, d'oraisa for Eretz Yisrael, right, and d'rabanan for Mila. That's it. Right? That is it. Okay? However, the Bahag, this is Tosfos, okay? The Bahag takes it one step further and says that what we learn from here is D'oraisa for Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael and Mila.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But not for other mitzvos.
Okay.
Okay? I feel like I'm rushing you too much through this.
Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael just means that you're guarding for...
We have Shir tomorrow, yeah?
That's what I'm saying. We can do it tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. I feel like we're rushing. Okay. How about tomorrow, you guys? Focus on these sources. We'll go back. We'll review the mitzvah. And tomorrow we'll do two things. One is mitzvah, right? And the other is Amir Lenachri on a Derabana. Right? Those are going to be, again, for your hotel cases, those two are going to be very important.
Yeah.
Right? This is very important. That's why I feel like I'm giving a short shrift. Okay?
Well,
fine.
What if you... there's so many cases, like you ask a guy, like, can I have a cup of hot water? And there's a hot water urn, and then he decides to go microwave a cup of cold water. But you can use that water?
A nunchuck, sure.
Right. So I'm saying, right, like, let's say you wanted a cup of hot water from a totally okay urn to use on Shabbos, and the guy, for whatever...
But the Bishul gets a bit trickier, because Bishul has his own...
Right.
Problems, right?
So many issues.
It's yes.
Gonna be fun. You're going to have a lot to learn.
Again, this happens to be a very good source back together with a lot of the practical stuff just there. Okay, so focus on the mitzvah stuff and then the shvus to shvus.